A number of factors have come together to negatively impact the financial position of the Nooshgak Cooperative. Those factors include a downturn in sales due to the unseasonably warm winter and the short seafood processing season that the region experienced last year. In an effort to improve the cooperative's financial position, the board of directors recently approved increasing the electricity rate by another half a cent. That comes on the heels of another half a cent rate increase that went into effect at the beginning of the year. If the new rate increase is ultimately approved, it would increase the electricity rate for residential customers to just over 24.2 cents per kilowatt hour. That's up from the current rate of 23.7 cents per kilowatt hour. The new small commercial rate would be 25.8 cents per kilowatt hour, and the new large commercial rate would be 22.6 cents per kilowatt hour. In information sent to customers, the Nooshgak Cooperative notes that a residential customer who uses 500 kilowatt hours per billing cycle will see an increase of about $2.50 before the power cost equalization benefit is calculated and applied to their bill. The Nooshgak Cooperative has put in place several cost-cutting measures, but the co-op claims that those measures have been negated due to increased shipping costs and new regulatory requirements. The cooperative's management claims the half-a-cent rate increase is the smallest increase that was possible to keep the financial condition of the cooperative solid. The Nooshgak Cooperative is currently accepting public comments on the proposed half-a-cent rate increase through June the 10th. The cooperative's board of directors will review the submitted public comments at the next board meeting that is currently scheduled for June 17th. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.